You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I never realized how dangerous the whole Christmas shopping season is. I mean, you know, you're looking at all the stories this week. You know, young teenagers getting poked with used hypodermic needles, a woman in California pepper spraying other Walmart shoppers. Apparently there's a lot of online fraud that the government's had to crack down on, you know, website companies pretending to be real legit companies like NFL and Puma, etc. And then I guess here a man pleads guilty to a penis pump scam, right? People trying to sell you penis a lot now. Okay, you know, I celebrate Hanukkah, all right? I love celebrating Christmas, too, but in our family, because we're Jewish, we celebrate Hanukkah. And I really wouldn't give anybody a penis pump for a gift. I don't think Christmas or Kwanzaa, that's considered one of the top gifts, is it? Really? A penis pump? So we have some issues there. And I guess there's a huge shoplifting, let me backtrack. Guys, fix your radios. You're having issues with your radios. Apparently they've come up with the top 10 list of things that get shoplifted. Now I was thinking, okay, well maybe people shoplift, you know, candy bars, etc. But on this list of shoplifting, you have filet mignon, you have booze, deodorant, cologne, razors, and then topping the list, Let's Rock Elmo. What are people doing? This isn't supposed to be the time of crime, all right? This is supposed to be the time of friendly cheer, silent night. We're supposed to be decking the halls. We're supposed to be fa-la-la-la-la-ling. I don't know. Pretty dangerous times. So be careful out there, guys. If you're going to go shopping, okay, go shopping at places that you know. If you're going to be doing the cyber shopping, make sure you know the company. I know a lot of times we like to price shop. I'll find something at a major department store, and then I'll Google it online to see if I can find it cheaper from another site. Well, some of these other sites may be scam sites. So just, you know, please be careful. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Let's rock Elmo. I never got into Elmo. You know who I liked? I liked Grover. Grover, remember, I mean, 30, 35 years ago, I don't know how old, you know, he wore that cape. And he was Super Grover. I thought that was the coolest superhero. I liked him way more than Superman. And my favorite was Cookie Monster. Cookies. Elmo, I just never got into. I thought Elmo's voice was annoying. I thought he was ADD, a little oppositional defiant. I just really wasn't a huge fan. And with him seeing, you know, looking so red, I thought he might have had a hyperparathyroid condition. I just couldn't connect to this guy. But the nice hypoxic looking Grover and Cookie Monster, I was good. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dora, I don't know. I don't get into Dora. My kids did, and I got boys. I know everybody's like, oh, Dora, please, give her to that boy. I don't know. Dora, I mean, I like the fact that, you know, people are learning Spanish. But again, you want cuddly creatures, right? Like Cookie Monster. I mean, Cookie, you like cookies. Although I know Cookie Monster has been under a lot of scrutiny because of the cookies. He could possibly be diabetic. You never see his feet. So were his legs amputated for diabetic ulcers? And I'm like, really, people, come on, please. You know, and then they were going after Bert and Ernie, saying Bert and Ernie were gay. And that Sesame Street was trying to, you know, inject gay attitudes towards their children. Really, Ernie and Bert were not gay. They did not look lovey-dovey. They had separate beds, right, in their apartment. True, they dressed funny. Well, here's my thing, okay? Every gay person I know dresses a heck of a lot better than those stupid, ugly shirts that Ernie and Bernie came, you know? I mean, if they were a gay couple, one would not wear horizontal stripes, and the other one would not wear vertical stripes. No, wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen. All right, so we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, most gay men, they don't like yellow. They really don't. They don't like, I don't think a lot of heterosexual men like yellow either. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Email me on my website at drdahlia.com. Let's go to the phone lines and see what we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Good morning, Dr. Dahlia.
Morning.
A couple weeks ago on your show, I heard you mention that some medications don't react well with grapefruit juice. I'm a heavy grapefruit juice drinker. I do take nightly Ambien in very small doses, and also I have a men's medication called Proscar. Am I in trouble here? Thank you for your show, and I'll be listening on the air for your answer. Goodbye.
Thank you. Well, we are live right now, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Here, grapefruit interactions. We've talked about this a lot on the show. Okay, here's the problem. Nobody needs to panic. We've talked about what medicines you should avoid grapefruit juice with. Okay, you're supposed to avoid it with your cholesterol medications. If you're taking certain like Valiums, Alprazolam, Xanax, certain cardiac medications like Carvedilol, Diltiazem, which is one of your calcium channel blockers, Cardizem, not supposed to be mixing it with grapefruit juice. Ambien is a Zolpidem, not supposed to be mixing. But here's the thing, you're not going to die. All right, the reason why we want you to avoid grapefruit juice with these medications is it because it could increase the serum concentration of it. So you're taking 10 milligrams of something. It may increase it to 15. We don't know how your liver is going to respond because the grapefruit interferes with the metabolism. So, you know, have I ever seen a person die from grapefruit and a medication? No. Do we tell people to avoid grapefruit juice? Absolutely. You know, it's not worth the risk. Now, some people say, well, can I drink grapefruit in the morning and take my medicine at night? Generally, we think that's okay. But here's the thing. If you are on some very specific cardiac medication, I wouldn't risk it. Because you want to know that the dose you're taking is the dose you're absorbing and the dose you're metabolizing. Now, a lot of antibiotics you're not supposed to mix with grapefruit juice too. So I would pick a different juice. Although we're going to be talking about juice and the arsenic found in it when we come back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Okay, stop dancing for a second. We got a lot to talk about. All right, so I guess the Herman Cain has just entered the Herman Cain headquarters in Atlanta. He's supposed to be giving us speech soon, telling us if he's going to stay within the campaign or not. I'm assuming he's going to drop out. From what I understand, his numbers have dropped considerably in Iowa. And he's also, been really, really under extreme scrutiny after this last allegation from Ginger White, saying that she had an affair with him for 13 years. He had revealed to us that his wife never met Ginger White, even though he says, you know, they're friends and he's given her some financial assistance. But the wife just heard about it. He had a talk with his wife last night. I would have loved to be a fly on that wall. Hey, honey, how's it going? How's it going? All right. Okay, not good, not good. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not expecting him to come out and say, okay, all good, I'm still running. That doesn't sound very presidential. You know, when he originally was like, look, we're in it to win it. These allegations are ridiculous. We're plowing forward. You know, that was, you know, the attitude that he had taken before. Now this, well, you know what, we're going to be thinking about it. I mean, if he comes out saying, oh, no, all good. Yeah, we're still going. I don't see that happening. But I also don't see this being very easy for him to stand up and say, all right, we're out, after people have donated millions of dollars to his campaign. So that's going to be, pretty difficult. I mean, if any of these allegations are true, why did he enter politics? You know, I mean, many of us don't go into politics because of our skeletons. The last thing I need, right, you know, running for office is, you know, yeah, I slept with Dr. Dahlia, you know. I mean, I don't need that. Not that I think anybody would come forward and say that, right? I think I've been pretty sober and good my whole life. But, you know, if there's any possibility of something surfacing in your life, the media is going to figure that out. And if that's the case, you know, you don't want to take campaign dollars. But then if this is really a witch hunt, you know, and he decides, look, I'm going to stay in the race and fight it, then all the power to him. All right. I mean, I like Kurt McCain. I know him. He's, you know, radio folk. And so a very intelligent man, you know, and I think from a, you know, from a economic point of view, I mean, this man would do a very good job in the White House. I mean, you know, I mean, Bill Clinton, I mean, he had his, you know, fair share of, you know, females and little sexual trysts. And that didn't seem to stop him from, you know, coming into office. The only problem is, you know, family values is a huge, huge issue. And so how's he going to get the conservative vote in that respect if any of these allegations are true? So as soon as we get any of that news while my show is on, we will definitely report that. All right. So this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So in the news this week, they were talking about arsenic found in fruit juice. Looks like Consumer Reports had listened to Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is great. He's got a great show. He's sexy. I like him. And they did find that 10% of the fruit juices tested had higher levels of arsenic than the FDA allows. Now, this story was originally broke by Dr. Oz, who had found concerns with apple juice and, I guess, you know, the FDA. And he were going back and forth, and there was this, you know, big bloody battle. And now Consumer Reports says, you know what, he's right. He's right. The FDA guidelines require that water has no more than 10 parts per billion of arsenic. Well, Consumer Reports says that there were higher than 10%. I'm sorry. There were at least 23 parts per billion and at least 10% of the fruit juices sampled in grape juice. And one juice, a baby apple juice, had 86 parts per billion. Okay, so now moms are freaking out. Grandma's freaking out. Dads are freaking out. What does this mean? Okay, well, here's the thing with the arsenic, okay? We have never heard of a case where a baby had arsenic poisoning from drinking his baby apple juice. Not that I know. All right, if you do, please educate me. But we haven't heard this. All right, my problem with the apple juices and the juices has been the same. You've heard me harp on this. I think they're too sugary. I mean, if your child is going to be drinking a beverage, they should be drinking water or low-fat milk. All right, you know, these juices aren't 100% juice. These little juicy boxes and these little containers, I don't want to name brands, they say 10% real fruit juice. 10%? 10 out of 4 ounces, how much are they getting? 10% juice and how much real vitamin C? So I'm not a huge give your kid juice fan, because there's really not a lot of nutrition. You're giving them sugar water. I mean, in that respect, just, you know, maybe take some Jell-O and over dilute it and let them drink Jell-O juice. I'm really not a huge fan. Do I think the levels of arsenic are that concerning? I think it's odd. Yes, I think it's very odd, and I love the fact that Dr. Oz brought attention to this, and now they're looking at the juices and seeing what the hell, you know, our children are drinking. But honestly, parents, there's other beverages. I really never gave my babies apple juice. You know, I breastfed them, and you've all seen the videos, and I've, you know, and I gave them milk, and then when they were a year old, you know, or I had given the formula when they were a year old, we transferred them to milk, we gave them water out of the sippy cups, maybe every now and then, you know, a little sweet drink, but we really weren't big on the juices because it's high in sugar. So, I mean, I don't want to ruin the fruit juice company. I like fruit juice. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I want something sweet. You know, I love a little bit of fruit juice. But it shouldn't be your child's main staple. And if it isn't your child's main staple, I doubt there's going to be many issues with this whole arsenic. Arsenic, yes, it can cause cancer. It can cause chronic diseases. So, obviously, the no arsenic, the better. But I wouldn't right now panic if you've given your children all these fruit juices. I'd really smack yourselves upside the head because of the sugar content. Okay. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about this week, this 200-pound third grader, obese third grader out of Ohio that was taken away from his mom and put into Child Protective Services and into a foster home. Social workers have removed this 8-year-old Ohio boy. Name is being left anonymous, as well as the mom. They said that for a year, social workers tried to work with mom and dad to help the child lose weight, and the child wasn't losing weight, so they tried to rip the child away from the home. Now, I'm torn by this because, all right, this child, from what I understand, was on honor roll. I guess third graders have honor roll now. All right, if my kids say honor roll doesn't exist in their school, are they lying to me? Is there honor roll in the third grade and my kids just aren't on it? Right? So I think it's non-existent. I was like, really? Honor roll in the third grade? They're going to have a talking to. All right, Mom, that doesn't exist. All right. I believe you. All right, so, you know, this little 8-year-old is on honor roll. He loves his school. He loves his family. You know, getting ripped away from your family, I think that is more psychologically traumatic than the weight. Now, my only issue is they aren't really going into too much detail on what mom did or didn't do. From what I understand, mom did take him to the doctor. Mom did take him to nutritional sessions, but it didn't work. They're making it sound like, well, she did, but she really did it halfway. Now, I'm frustrated by this because when this subject had come up a while back, we discussed it on my show, where if obese children should be taken away from their parents, you know, how do we feel? We opened up the phone lines and people said, I don't like it. Anyway, my issue was no. Work with the parent for a year or two, right? Get nutritional counseling, work with the pediatrician, etc. If the mom shows no inclination or the dad of wanting to help this child, then maybe consider, you know, getting this child some help. Well, here they are. They're saying we gave mom a year. So until more news comes out, until we get more data, I have no idea what happened, but I really feel bad for this little 8-year-old kid. Yes, we need to get his weight loss. I mean, we need to find out if he has a metabolic disorder, if he has like a familial hypertriglyceridemia, or if he has Cushing syndrome, or if he has a thyroid. I mean, I'm of the understanding that the doctors have run blood tests on him, but some of these kids, it's not that they overeat. I see a lot of kids, mom shows me, they're only eating maybe 900 to 1,000 calories a day. Why are they fat, doctor? Well, then, you know, there has to be, you know, certain, you know, there has to be testing. There has to be follow-up. So I don't know. I mean, if the mom and dad did absolutely nothing, well, maybe they have a case, you know. But if mom and dad did try, no, they have no business ripping this child away from his home. That is very psychologically scarring. And kids need, especially if they love their parents. And they were doing very well psychologically with him. All right, so that's what's going on there. Now, in some cool medical news, this is awesome. All right, researchers have found a possible treatment to give people if they are, right now mice, they've tested in mice, where if they've incurred a lethal dose of radiation. Remember with the Fukushima disaster, many people were exposed to a lethal dose of radiation. Well, scientists have now come up with a double drug therapy, a protein inducer as well as an antibiotic they've given to mice exposed to a lethal dose, and 80% of the mice survived. So if they can channel this and market it, or I don't want to say market, but produce it to human form, then humans, God forbid, exposed to a lethal dose of radiation, if something like Fukushima happens again, could possibly be given this double drug therapy and possibly withstand the lethal dose of radiation and live. We talked about radiation poisoning and what it does. It makes you aplastic, anemic. You lose your blood cells and your ability to make new blood cells. A lot of times you have internal bleeding. Your gut gets destroyed. A variety of things happen, and you can't recover from it. But if they could preemptively do something, fascinating. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8255.
1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So it looks like Herman Cain is speaking right now. I don't think he's gotten to the point where he said what he's going to do. We got Donovan working the dials at GCN. If we do get any of that information, we will break and tell you. All right. So this week we were talking about head injuries and how soccer players probably incur more head trauma than we believe. A pretty large study was done where they used MRIs to scan the brains of soccer players who had probably received at least 1,000 to 1,500 headbutts a year. And you know, in soccer, you hit the ball with your head pretty frequently. You know, I mean, you don't want to step back to kick it, and it's coming at you like a fly ball. I like to call it a fly ball. I know that's not the right soccer lingo, but then you head it. And, you know, these guys are not wearing any helmets, and there's no protection. And soccer balls are pretty hard balls. I know you think that they're kind of soft because they have all those little octagon shapes on there, but no, they're pretty hard. Well, they found that many soccer players actually had performed worse on memory tests, worse hand-eye coordination, worse cognitive tests, vision changes. And, you know, we had our kids in soccer for a little bit. They didn't like it. You know, they didn't like it because they kept on getting kicked in the shins. My kids are tough kids, but But I think they're very cognizant of injuries. So they'll be like, oh, Mom, I think, you know, my calf, I think I had a periosteal reaction to my tibia after today's game. And I'm like, oh, my baby. Oh, you're not playing that game anymore. So, yeah, we never pursued soccer, but my father was a soccer player. And, you know, he incurred a lot of, you know, head trauma from heading the ball. And so we were like, well, you know, then my grandfather was a football player and he had gouty arthritis and pretty bad joints and ACL sprains, et cetera. So, you know, we kind of come from a sports family where, you know, everybody was kind of injured pretty badly. My husband was a swimmer. So he still is a swimmer. Oh, he looks good in a Speedo. Whew. He looks good. Anyway, so we put my boys in swimming, but we didn't make them wear Speedos. You know, now, you know, here in 2011, you know, you wear some decent bathing suits. But, you know, back then in the 80s, you know, my husband's standing there, you know, muscular chest with a Speedo. All right. Okay. Anyway. So my kids are in swimming. So hopefully they get no head trauma. They get no neck trauma. What, Colts, Peyton Manning? I guess is going to be able to go back and play a little bit. I guess his neurosurgeon has allowed him to advance his play after having recent neck surgery. See, I got to tell you, I mean, I love football. Football is probably my favorite sport, most fun to watch. You know, it's hard to watch your kids swim because you get splashed a lot. But, you know, football, fun to watch. But I got to tell you, I'm so nervous. So nervous about the injuries. All right. You know, another thing that makes me nervous, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, no wonder I was going to turn it off. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Funny. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We spent a lot of time talking about this young gentleman, this 26-year-old Robert Champion, who died from hazing. Remember, he was the band student that after a football game at Florida A&M University, looks like had maybe some possible alcoholic intoxication or something, and he unfortunately died. The 911 tapes were released a couple days ago, and it was pretty heartbreaking because, you know, you see the panic. Apparently, surrounding band members had thought he was dead and not breathing, but then he vomits. And one way that a lot of these kids die is they drown in their own vomit, all right, which is a sign of alcoholic intoxication. That's why I'm thinking maybe he was forced to drink, or they did some sort of hazing ritual with the alcohol. They still aren't really giving us the details on why he died. I don't think they know yet. But, you know, the 911 operator is like, well, you know, roll him on his back. You got to sweep the vomit out of his mouth. You got to get ready to perform CPR. Now, the call was cut and communication was shut off, so we don't know what happened. We don't know if somebody did it. We don't know if the kid said, oh, gross, no way. We don't know what happened, but the boy eventually died. Another student came forward saying she had injuries from her hazing, had been beaten to the point where she was actually going numb and partially paralyzed after her hazing episode. And they asked her, like, why are you participating in the hazing? And her quote was, so we can be accepted. If you don't do anything, then it's like you're lame. All right. Now, I brought this up. You know, take it from a person who was always thought of as being lame. It's not that bad. Yeah, I mean, people have thought I was lame for years. People think my show is lame. It's not worth getting beaten up for. So we spent a good amount of time, and you could go to our archive shows on GCNLive.com, about what type of hazing acts there are. I mean, what are your kids or your grandkids doing or having done to without your knowledge when they're trying to get into a fraternity, get into a prep school, maybe just being a freshman, or it looks like being in a band group. I'm kind of shocked by this because band, I thought, you know, band, you didn't have to try to be cool. You know, it was band. I didn't realize there was any sort of hazing. So, you know, we talked about some of the history where, you know, back in 1905, a little 13-year-old died from hazing because the co-students had put ice down his shirt and he had to hold it until it melted. Well, then, you know, because it was wet clothes and icy clothes, he fell ill with pneumonia, ended up dying. There are, you know, stories back in the 1600s and 1700s of people getting beaten to death by upperclassmen. There's also been cases of kids being abandoned in the woods at night, falling into ditches and dying. I mean, this was back in the 1800s, you know, early 1900s. But, you know, some of the things they do is you have to incur a beating for X amount of time. So you lie there while you get beaten, and one of the upperclassmen is sitting there with a stopwatch, and they go, stop, you're done. And I mean, these kids are coming into the hospital with major trauma. One, I believe a law student died because he was slammed against a wall, had a skull fracture, bled internally. What are they doing to our kids? Blood pinning is where one of the upperclassmen pin onto your chest. Well, some of these idiots may actually poke the needle deep into your lung. All right. A lot of burning, tattooing. One type of hazing ritual is you make the lower classmen drink alcohol and then you light it on fire and have him try to blow it out so he burns his lip and his tongue and his esophagus. Sometimes they confine you to a restricted area and see how you could go without breathing. And, of course, a lot of sexual assault, sodomy. You have to put something in an orifice, or you have to put yourself in an orifice. And, of course, alcohol is, involved in many of these rituals. So a lot of people that have hazing injuries, they come into the ER drunk, and we're trying to train a lot of our ER staff to recognize hazing. All right, because these kids come in, you think, okay, maybe they were just drinking, but you don't know that many of them have blunt trauma to the chest, they have burns, calisthenics, a very common thing that upperclassmen make the lowerclassmen do is, exercise in a hot area like a sauna, except, being layered with multiple clothing. And so these kids come in with heat stroke. They come in dehydrated, agitated. And then, of course, issues of the sexual abuse and sexual assault. Old School, one of my favorite movies, Old School with Will Ferrell. And not Owen Wilson, the other Wilson brother, and I forget all the names of the stars. Great movie, but they go through a hazing, and one of the things they do is they tie a cement brick to the underclassmen's penises, and then they're supposed to throw the brick over the balcony as a form of, you having trust in the upperclassmen. Well, one falls through one of those sewer, holes, and the guy falls. I mean, you'd think it would have ripped the part off, but it doesn't. Everybody's giggling during this, but that's not that untrue. I mean, this is kind of scary. This is what they're doing to your kids. So, I mean, if your kids want to rush a fraternity or, wants to, be rushed into a prep school or band, I really can't believe they're doing this kind of stuff in band. I mean, isn't it good enough you play the tuba? I mean, how many out there play the tuba? You'd think if you have a tuba player, all right, make sure all his fingers work. But I don't know. I don't know what these kids are thinking. But anyway, just, wonder about it. All right, guys, when we come back, there's so much I want to talk about, but I want to figure out what's going on with Herman Cain. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRX.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRX.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRX.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRX.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like Herman Cain just announced that he is going to, quote-unquote, suspend his presidential campaign due to issues with his family. And I don't have too many quotes, or I don't have any of the audio to give you yet, but he just announced it a couple minutes ago that Herman Cain will be suspending his campaign out of the presidential race. So it looks like it's going to be Mitt Romney and Newt, unless something happens with Ron Paul. Interesting. I'm kind of interested in Donald Trump handling the debate. But I think December 27th, he wants to moderate the debate. I was actually kind of mad at him a few days ago because he said he may enter the race Donald Trump may enter the race again, but as an independent. And, you know, we all can't stand it when somebody comes in as an independent because it just pulls votes from one side or the other. Don't waste our time for a publicity stunt. But I have to admit, that debate I think would be pretty interesting. All right, so that's where we are right now with Herman Cain. Herman Cain suspending his campaign. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got Jay on the line. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Delia?
Good. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm a patient of yours, and I've called your office 6 or 7 times over the last 2
Uh-oh.
Months asking
Uh-oh.
You or your husband to call me back about an issue I have, and my requests just get ignored.
Really?
Yeah, really.
All right, Jay, I can't ask
well,
you
for... I'll give you my number offline, and I expect somebody to call me because I'm pretty upset.
Okay, thank you, Jay, for calling. All right, now here's the thing. I love it when my patients call. All right, here's the thing, guys, all right? Don't expect your doctor to call you back. Always make an appointment, okay? In the olden days, that's the way it was. All right, you'd see the doctor, they'd be taking care of you, they had less patients, they were reimbursed a hell of a lot better, and yeah, doctors would stop by your house, doctors would call you back. All right, I don't know who this Jay is, all right, it sounds fake, because there's only one Jay that I could think of right now at the top of my head, and that's not his voice. So guys, you know, don't try to trip up the show, please, okay? All right, you got your 5 seconds of fame, but I'm going to tell you, right, this is a subject I like to bring up a lot. People always call me up saying, my doctor won't call me back. No, they won't. All right. The liability is too high. All right. All right. Doctor, I have this issue. Doctor, I have that issue. Go and see the doctor. You're not going to get freebie care. All right. Maybe if you're an illegal, you'll get freebie care. All right. Maybe if you go on Medicaid, you'll get freebie care. But if you want your doctor to stop everything and give you a call and give you medical advice over the phone, ain't going to happen. You got to make a visit with your doctor. Yes, I have my show. You can call my show. You can ask me medical questions. But still, it's not like a visit. You still got to go see your doctor. All right? So I don't know who this schmo is, but I hope he doesn't come back to our office. All right. Now, you know, this is something that's really, really interesting. All right? Apparently, our 911 operators are really getting slammed because 1 in 5 calls are dummy calls. You know these phantom calls you do where your butt hits the phone? You know, your phone is in your back pocket of your butt. you know, and so apparently these 911 calls, 1 in 5 are these dummy phantom calls. The problem is the cops and the 911 dispatcher doesn't know what to do with them. They have to still follow through on most of these. Because let's say an assailant comes into your house, you're cowering down under, under your table or your desk, and you were able to quickly at 911 throw the phone under the couch, so you're hoping the cops will come because you aren't able to vocalize. They don't know what to do. They don't know if they're fake or not. And according to one Chicago substation, they're like 20% of these calls are phantom calls that are nothing. And so, guys, just be careful. I know a lot of us have 911 right there as a button on our phone, and I think that's very valuable. But if you're inclined to phantom calls or butt phone calls, you got to be careful, all right? Just change it around because we really can't be taxing our dispatchers. All right, so, this was kind of interesting this week. John Hinckley Jr. Has been wanting to get released, right? Did we hear about that? John Hinckley Jr. wants to be released, wants to spend more time with his mom. And, we've talked about the Ronald Reagan assassination attempt and what he had tried to do, the 6th bullet that he had fired. I mean, the man had time to fire 6 bullets, and the 6th bullet is the one that hit Ronald Reagan. It ricocheted off the limousine, went under his arm, grazed through his rib, went into his lung. Ronald Reagan, at the time, thought he cut his lip. He had been spitting up some frothy, bloody sputum. So he thought he was bleeding from his lip. It didn't hurt him at the time. Now, that's a sign of pulmonary edema. All right, whenever you get an injury to the lung or let's say a foreign body to the lung, you start to get the edema, you start to get the swelling, and one symptom of that is you get this kind of bubbly, frothy, pink, bloody sputum. All right, that comes up. And, we talked about how Ronald Reagan really under pressure, showed so much grace. You know, they drive into George Washington University Hospital. He wants to walk in. He doesn't want to be rolled in. But as he walks in, his legs start to buckle. He became very hypotensive. Blood pressure dropped to the 60s. His systolic, he was making jokes the whole time, right? A nurse held his hand as they were administering the IV. And he's like, oh, don't tell my wife, Nancy. Right? And then he's kind of making jokes about, oh, gosh, I hope you all are Republicans. And I guess the lead doctor, who was a liberal Democrat, had said, you know what, today we're all Republicans. So it was a very, very interesting, fascinating, although unfortunate, issue in history. And here's John Hinckley Jr., and his defense attorneys say his insanity is in remission. Now, if you remember back in the 80s, he pled insanity, and he was acquitted of all the guilty charge counts. He was acquitted by reason of insanity. Well, you know, this huge public outcry, and then Congress passed an act such that, you know, now the Insanity Defense Act, you know, the burden of proof has to be on the defense, all right? There has to be much expert testimony. I mean, we're not going to let anybody get the Insanity Defense Act that easily. And he did. So he's been in a mental institution. I bet there's actually been stories of him actually falling in love with the Cynthia Bruce, a 45-year-old. They became engaged. Then he dumped her. Apparently she stopped being physically intimate with him. I know this is going to make you vomit. It's making me vomit. Then she got upset because he said he wanted to spend more time with his mother. But here's the thing. What's kind of scary about this guy is that they're even entertaining the fact that he could be out. I was under the impression you try to shoot a president, you're dead. I mean, or you are incarcerated for life. Here we are 30 years later. Yeah, they may release him. Release him. Now, you know what he does on his little jaunts away from the hospital? Supervised jaunts. He pretends like he's going to the movies, but instead what John Hinckley Jr. has been doing is going to bookstores and reading up on prior presidential assassinations, the Ronald Reagan assassination attempt. And, you know, this guy is pretty lucid. All right. I mean, for him to plan, and from what we understand, all right, you know, you look at this guy who 30 years ago was in love with Jodie Foster. He fell in love with her after watching the Taxi Driver movie. Then he sits down at a McDonald's. He writes a letter to her that she never receives, and he plans out how he's going to shoot the president at the time. And I mean, he was able to plan it just like Jared Loughner and the Congresswoman Giffords shooting. All right. I mean, he planned that to a T. Not to mention Jared Loughner had gone to Circle K and I believe gone to Walmart and picked up some film, was pulled over by a cop and was able to get out of the pullover without getting a ticket or a citation. You know, and you look at this, you're like, all right, these guys, they obviously had some amount of mentation or competency, and then they cry insanity. Well, now his defense attorneys are saying, you know what? He's in remission. Okay, well, then if he's in remission of his insanity, all right, if he's in remission, that means, all right, then go back and try him, please. Okay, and throw him in jail. All right, so if he's not insane anymore, I think that's scarier. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But if they let him go, I don't know. Also, in more news, Conrad Murray looks like he's going to defend himself in the appeal. Sounds like he's fired his defense attorneys. Didn't do a good job, huh? Conrad Murray was sentenced to 4 years, may only serve 2 years for the Michael Jackson death. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you more. Please stay tuned for our next show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now is the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products. Delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.